This free nutritious meal program kicks off in 26 provinces. Indonesia launches program to build healthy habits among students. And now the news in details. The Free Nutritious Meal, a landmark program of Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto government, is ready to start at 190 points across 26 of 37 Indonesian provinces. The program start coincides with the first day of school in most of country this week. As reported by Antara News Agency in a statement on Sunday, head of the Indonesian Presidential Communication Office, Hasan Nasbi, claim it as historic milestone for Indonesians. This is because a national-scale nutritional program for toddlers, school children, and boarding school students, as well as pregnant and breastfeeding mothers, is implemented in the country for the first time. According to him, the Indonesian National Nutrition Agency said 190 kitchen spots called Nutrition Fulfillment Service Units are ready to operate. Each kitchen is managed by a head appointed by the agency and works with nutritionists and accountants to ensure food quality and distribution. The food trays are designed using hygienic and reusable stainless steel to support sustainability. He also said 140 micro, small and medium business have been involved in the program supply chain. Indonesia Minister of Primary and Secondary Education Abdul Muti introduced the Great Indonesian Children Exercise Program to Manofil Ulum Islamic Elementary School students in Kudus, Central Java. On Sunday, as reported by Antara, to promote the program, Muti joined a morning workout session with around 1,000 elementary, junior high, and senior high school students and teachers in the schoolyard. He noted that exercise program was designed as a character building activity for pupils nationwide, aiming to instill a healthy lifestyle mindset in children. He said that his ministry aims to implement the program nationwide with the help of ministries of religious affairs and home affairs. According to Muti, the exercise program is part of the morning assembly initiative, which encourages students to participate in pre-class activities, including morning exercises, signing, singing the national anthem, and praying together. He urged schools across Indonesia to conduct such exercises every morning or at least twice weekly to help students maintain their physical fitness. And that was Newsline. From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello, Voice listener and RRI Net viewers. Welcome back to Indonesia Today with your host, Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 2 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And Voice listener, this beautiful day of Monday. I'm sorry, I usually do broadcast on Saturday and Sunday. On the weekend, actually. And don't forget that you can always watch our program through our online streaming in voanews.id. Then we have our shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. We also have our application in RRI Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so without any further ado, Voice listener and RRI Net viewer, let's begin today's broadcast with a song from Run featuring Yura Yunita with Melawan Dunia.
Tapi mau bilang apa sama Ludi?
The best husband ever. Disuruh milih pun aku pasti akan balik ke dia lagi sih. Aku suka lupa untuk perasaan suami sendiri ya, kayak gimana perasaan suami itu ternyata juga sedih, cuman aku selalu ngarepin dia yang untuk kuatin aku. Mungkin ternyata dia juga butuh sebenarnya dikuatin.
Haruskah ku berubah demi cinta agar mereka mau menerima ketidakbiasaan yang terjalin antara kita berdua? Haruskah ku memendam sama rasa? Haruskah ku memenjara? Namun ku yakin ada jalan untuk
tidak seperti anak-anak yang lain. Nah itu kita di situ melawan dunia bahwa kita tidak percaya bahwa itu. Dan ini di Adam keadaannya pasti berbeda, nggak mungkin sama dengan yang sebelum-sebelumnya.
Maksudnya kita justru mau mematahkan apa kata dokter maupun apa kata literatur yang sudah mengatakan bahwa 3-13 itu pasti umurnya tidak banyak. Kita mau mematahkan statement itu. Kita pengen ngasih yang terbaik untuk Adam dari hal kayak medis maupun dari rasa kasih sayang. Itu benar-benar kita lakukan dengan sepenuh hati. Dan tentunya juga perjuangan juga bentuk cinta sih, bahwa kita yakin bahwa Adam bisa sembuh walaupun belum ada obatnya untuk penyakitnya, cuman kita harus yakin bahwa kondisinya pasti akan membaik.
Aku tahu apa yang kita jalani.
Oh, sulit mereka pahami. Namun ku yakin ada jalan.
Kamu melawan dunia. indigenous region of East Java. Where Maja Bahit once stood. Largest ancient kingdom. Changing and opening slowly over hundreds of years. A historical city on the move. A celebration of remarkable heritage. Grandeur of the past. Wondrous ancient architecture. And the outstanding universal values behind. Where art absorbs the audience into colorful drama. Still, the exotic mesmerizes. Extraordinary feasts exhilarate. And bring us back to the land of the ancient mountains. A myriad of outdoor adventures. In exceptional panoramic nature. Variety. This is a land of historical significance, where the old days are celebrated, local cuisine cherished. Beyond the city, preparing for a thrilling ride on the vast sea of sand in Bromo, East Java. Wonderful Indonesia.
Chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I can ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the love, y'all?
We're forgiven, people dying, children hurt, pain, and crying. You practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. And the guidance from above. People got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love?
Where is the love? The love, the love.
I feel the weight of the world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, y'all, people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive, love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
One word, one word.
We only got
one word, one word.
That's all we got.
One word, one word.
There's something wrong with it. Something wrong with it. Something wrong with the good world, world. Yeah. We only got
one word, one word.
That's all we got.
One word.
Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Beijing celebrated Christmas with around 70 Indonesian citizens at Wisma Indonesia, located within the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing complex. Indonesian Ambassador to China and Mongolia, Jauhari Oratmangun, stated after the Christmas service at Wisma Indonesia, Beijing on Friday, that the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing fulfills its role as a representative of the government and society in China by striving to maintain good relations and safeguard Indonesian citizens and other legal entities. Earlier, a Christmas service was held, attended by around 30 Indonesians, both Protestant and Catholic, including students and workers in Beijing. The Christmas message was delivered by Father Alphonsus Ardi S.J. through a video broadcast. In his remarks, Ambassador Jauhari Oratmangun noted that the global situation is filled with uncertainties. According to him, 2024 is an extraordinary year for Indonesia-China relations. He explained that President Prabowo Subianto visited China twice, once in April as the president-elect, and again in November after his inauguration. The visits left a significant impression. He expressed hope that by 2025, the relationship between the two countries will further strengthen as they approach the 75th anniversary of Indonesia-China diplomatic relations. He also reminded Indonesian citizens to take care of their health. The event continued with a friendly gathering featuring a dinner of nasi megono and various Indonesian dishes, attended by about 70 Indonesians. Meanwhile, China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson Mao Ning stated that the Chinese government acknowledged an increase in respiratory infections during the winter season but maintains that the spread is under control. China's Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, also reported last week that the spread of winter respiratory pathogens is expected to continue through spring. These infections include influenza, rhinovirus, human metapneumovirus, and mycoplasma pneumonia, which are currently the most commonly detected in hospitals.
Here's newsflash. Deputy Minister of Culture Giring Ganesha urged Indonesians, particularly the younger generation, to take part in efforts to preserve the nation's traditional batik. Moreover, the Pekalongan Batik Museum have a comprehensive and informative batik collection, but the participation of young people is crucial as many batik artists are growing older. And that was newsflash.
At RA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Yeah. Tumbak is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumayan Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Putri, jangan menangis, hapus air mata di wajah cantikmu. Putri, kepergianku tak akan lama.
Thank you so much for listener and RR in Advio for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere because after this there will be a lot of program and information that will accompany you in the next hours in Indonesia Today. And don't forget that you can send your critics, suggestion and also information through our social media, Facebook account The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok and VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI at voinews.id and WhatsApp number and plus 62821-2381-2130. Thank you so much for a listener and RR Inet viewer. And before we end RR Inet, I would like to play a feature titled Kampung Toro Siaje to close up RR Inet Indonesia Today broadcast.
Gorontalo, a province which was established in 2000, is known as the Hidden Paradise. It is in the hidden heaven that Kampung Torosiaje or Torosiaje Village is found, where Bajo tribe lives. After 8 hours of journey from the city of Gorontalo, we arrive in Torosiaje Pier. We continue our journey by boat to Torosiaje Village, which lies on Tomini Bay. The boat passes through under wooden corridor and people's houses. We then cross through corridors in the form of wooden bridge connecting stilt houses, which are arranged like the letter U. Zenonte, community figure of Torosiaje Village, explained how to build a stilt house on new water.
Cara bangun rumah ini gotong royong juga. Tetap gotong royong, panggil teman-teman untuk membangun rumah. Tapi dasar
we built the house dulu, together, calling friends to build the houses. But basically, the house making begins with pole. We used to use mangrove wood. Even the land was full of houses, but now it is prohibited. Now people use mountain wood. It even can last for 20 years.
Since its first coming to Torosiaje in 1901, Bajo tribe has always been living on the water, as stated by the head of hamlet in Torosiaje, Akbar Arsyad.
Kalau menurut dari orang-orang tua, katanya orang Bajo ini dikenal dengan istilah pelaut. Jadi orang tua itu dulu masih ada yang ingat.
Elder people said that Bajo tribe is known as a sailor, so they still remember that in 1901, the tribe entered the village. There was no house in this Torosiaje village until that time, because Bajo people are known to live on boat. We called it living in Lepa. Later, in 1930s, 7 buildings were built, but the village was not definitive yet. In 60s, it became a definitive village.
Head of custom, Sandre, revealed the history of this village.
Kalau desa kami ini awalnya sejak tahun 1901. Jadi
our village has been established since 1901. It is called Torosiaje, as it derives from the word siaje, which is the name of the first inhabitant, while Toro in Bajo language means cape. So Siaje refers to the first inhabitant, who is from Bone. It all began in 1901. In the Japanese colonial era, in 1943 to 1945, in the Proclamation of Independence, this village has been established. Many Bajo people were already here.
Zenonte, local community figure, explained that the development of Torosiaje village began in 1982.
Kalau dulu itu sih ada sebagian orang Bajo itu ke darat, mungkin juga ada yang di darat.
Some of the Bajo people moved to the land. In 1982, there was a settlement to bring this village to the land. Some has moved to the land. So Torosiaje is divided in three: Torosiaje Induk, Torosiaje Jaya, and Bumi Bahari. They are all from the same region. They are from this main village, Torosiaje.
Bajo tribe is a nomadic tribe which is found not only in Torosiaje, but also in Kalimantan, Nusa Tenggara, Java, and overseas, like the Philippines. Head of hamlet in Torosiaje village, Akbar Arsyad, told us about the legend behind the spreading of Bajo tribe.
Karena memang alur sejarah dulu itu katanya orang Bajo, ini kan ada kehilangan Putri Papu, istilahnya Putri Raja.
Historically, Bajo people lost Putri Papu or Crown Princess. It made Bajo twice fat in Verulam. It made Bajo twice fat in every cross, not only in Gorontalo, but also in Pagimana, Bangkai, Jaya, and even overseas like the Philippines. Throughout the coast, we can find Bajo people because, according to history, they start to find the princess. Other people said that the king did not allow them to go back home if the people did not find his daughter, this princess. So the tribe lived permanently. Some live in Gorontalo, in Kendari, in Bangkai.
Bajo tribe in Torosiaje still maintains traditional ritual as revealed by the custom head, Sandri.
Kalau ritual yang adat itu ada 11 macam saya rasa. Karena itu tergantung daripada penyakit. Biasa keteguran dari penghuni lautnya, lain adatnya. Keteguran dari penghuni batu, lain adatnya.
There are 11 kinds of traditional ritual, I guess. It depends on the disease. It is usually warning from the sea inhibitor, the estuary inhibitor. It all causes the disease. If people in our village are sick, but they do not recover yet after seeing the doctor, we have cultural medical treatment. This village has traditional ritual if the villagers are hit by disease like diarrhea, chickenpox, but we do not do it if situation in the village is safe. So this traditional ritual depends on the village safety. Then we have ritual to go to the sea. Before going to sea, we hold traditional ritual for sea inhibitors, invisible inhibitors to avoid backlog, heavy stream, typhoon, big wave, and many more.
Since 2006, the regional government has set Torosiaje as a tourism village. This traditional ritual can attract tourists to visit Torosiaje. The development of Torosiaje as a tourism village also gives positive effects to local people, as said by Ahmad Muhammad, fisherman in Torosiaje.
Di sini wisata itu kita sudah bagus. Tadinya kan dari desa belum teratur, sekarang kita sudah jadi para wisata.
Here the tourism is good. It used to be not really organized. Now this village has become tourism village. The government has arranged things. There are also tourism programs that make the village lively. It used to be quiet. The village was not like this. Once tourism program was unveiled and the government's program ran, public transportation operates well. We no longer use boat to cross from house to house because now we have a bridge. We are free to walk anywhere. It's all because the government's program.
Despite various facilities provided like education, health, worship, and electricity in Torosiaje village, people in this village still complain about one thing, which is water, as revealed by Akbar Arsyad as Hamlet Head in Torosiaje.
Kalau fasilitas yang ada di sini ini, dari segi pendidikan ada, dari kesehatan juga sudah ada. Cuma yang bikin kendala kita di sini ini terus.
Facilities in this village are complete from education to health. But to be honest, one thing that still becomes obstacle and makes our life hard is fresh water. Actually, the state tap water company provided water, but it hasn't worked well for 2 years. That's why people pray for the smooth water flow, because it is so uncomfortable, right? Water is an urgent daily need.
Clean water is a daily need which is highly important to support life. As a tribe that has been known to be familiar with water, and they even live on the water, hopefully Bajo tribe in Torosiaje will not find it hard to get fresh water as the source of life anymore.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Aku mengerti perjalanan hidup yang kini kau lalui. Ku berharap meski berat kau tak merasa sendiri. Kau telah berjuang menaklukkan hari-harimu yang tak mudah. Biar ku menemanimu membasuh lelahmu. Izinkan ku lukis senja mengukir namamu di sana. Mendengar kamu bercerita, menangis tertawa. Biar ku lukis malam, bawa kamu bintang-bintang. Temanimu yang terluka, hingga kau bahagia. Aku di sini, walau lagi coba lagi jangan berhenti.
Kau udah bilang dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, yeah, yeah. Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama.
Newsline, first the headline.
Indonesian Coordinating Minister urges young people to increase vertical mobility. Indonesian region asked to close livestock markets for 14 days if FMD case found. And now the news in details. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture Pratikno encouraged Indonesian youth, especially from native families, to dream big and work hard to improve vertical mobility. In an event held at the ministry's office in Jakarta on Monday, Pratikno